Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Robin Emond, a highly skilled strategic project manager who helps entrepreneurs, coaches, and course creators streamline their business operations, manage high-level projects, and execute successful launches. With a background in healthcare administration and business management, Robin brings a structured, results-driven approach to business strategy, helping her clients optimize workflows, increase efficiency, and scale their businesses with ease. Her expertise lies in project management, process optimization, and business strategy, allowing her clients to step away from daily operations and focus on their zone of genius. Robin is passionate about helping solopreneurs transition from overwhelmed to organized by implementing scalable systems and strategies that support long-term success. Welcome, Robin. I am so grateful that you are joining us here today, and I can't wait to learn from you. But before we dive in, I would just love to learn more about your story. So can you tell us what you do and how did you find your way to this work?
Absolutely. So currently, I'm a strategic project manager. I help entrepreneurs, course creators, digital strategists, really anybody with a team. I help them bring their big ideas to life. Without the stress of managing all those, moving pieces, whether it's could be launching a course or a project or streamlining their operations. I sort of go in, I create this roadmap for them and collaborate with their team just to make sure that everything runs smoothly from start to finish. So my journey, believe it or not, it started in healthcare, which kind of seems like a kind of full circle from where I am today. But I was a healthcare provider as well as healthcare administrator. I was doing frontline customer service, but this actually helped me to develop sort of a strong foundation in organization, operations, and really managing, fast moving environments. So eventually I transitioned into the online space as a VA, a virtual assistant. I did this just to be able to stay home with my little ones. I was still able to work and kind of shift my priorities. So that was great. And as a VA, I took the skills that I had, in the healthcare, and I was able to support business owners in the back end of their business. Mm-hmm. So this role kind of naturally progressed to an OBM, where I was handling more team coordination and high-level projects. I did this for quite a bit, and then I decided I wanted a little bit more. I wanted more of the sort of project management side of things. So I have slowly started to transition my role into a strategic project manager. So that's kind of where that full circle kind of went. So now I focus on leading and executing projects and basically giving my clients structure. and support that they need so they can handle what they're doing. And I kind of handle the rest. So it's been kind of an incredible kind of evolution. But I love what I'm doing now. So yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that. And I love how it sounds like you just kept kind of checking in with yourself about what you were enjoying about what you're doing, what you wanted to change, and allowed yourself to grow and adapt as you went along, which I just think is really inspiring, because I think a lot of us feel like we're locked in. This is what I told people I'm doing. This is what I have to stick with. But I really love hearing these stories of women who are like, no, this isn't quite it. I'm ready for something else, and allow themselves to transition into that. I think that's really inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And so if you look back, what is one thing that you know now in your business that you wish you had known when you first started?
So I would say that being busy is not the same as being productive. So when I first started out, I thought that I had to say yes to every single opportunity, take on every single task, and just basically do it all in order to succeed. Like, I just thought, if I just accept all these job offers, like, that's the best way to be successful, to just have all this work. And I realized, as I obviously became very burnt out, that that's not the case. You know, I think true success comes from working, you know, smarter, by, you know, setting boundaries for yourself, focusing on things that matter to you, really, and what move your business forward. So that kind of, you know, I think being more intentional about my time, you know, charge for your worth, like your value that you bring, build a business that really works for you, instead of just being busy. I think that was a big game changer for me. So don't just be busy to be busy, but enjoy the work and like enjoy the ride, but make it worth it, kind of thing. So.
I love that so much. And I do think it's easy when you're starting out. Every potential client that comes your way, there's this wanting to say, yes, I can do that. Because I think there's also this, well, there's this desire to make it work. And signing each client feels like, yes, this is working. And there's also this fear of, well, if I say no to this one, will anyone else come? So I think what you described is really normal. And I love the advice that you gave, because I can also relate to taking on too much and being miserable. And I was thinking about it as you were talking. I was like, oh, I think I probably work less each day than I did years ago, but I get more done, like more meaningful work done, because I'm focused more on things that really light me up and things that align with what matters to me. So
yeah, I love that. Like meaningful work. I think that's key. Meaningful work.
Yeah. I love that recommendation. And so I'm wondering if anyone has helped you in your business, what would you say is like the best piece of advice you've received over the years?
Yeah, so that's a really, that's a really important one to me, because this is one that I struggled with a lot. So I would say, trust what you do is valuable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think as business owners, it's so easy to fall into this sort of, like we second guess ourselves, or we feel like we need to prove our worth in some sort of way. But really the truth is that the right clients will recognize your value, like what you do for them. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to own it. Like, you know, I think for me, like personally, it was always that self-doubt of like, can I really do this? You know, and it still creeps up, but I think when I shifted my mindset from can I do this to like I know I can do this and I bring this to the table, that's when I really actually started attracting the right clients who trusted me and valued my leadership. I think the biggest thing is confidence. Is to have that confidence, which I think we all, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but most business owners, I think, maybe struggle with. I know I still do sometimes. But I think what helps too is to find the community or just a circle of positive people that, you know, can help you, can cheer you on and boost your confidence in those times. And you can kind of play off each other to say, like, you know, my work is valuable and believe in what you do, basically.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's such a huge one. And I think some of that probably comes as you get more experience. It's easier to believe in that. But I do think as you're talking, I was like, oh, she's so right. I think how we show up changes when we really believe in the value and the types of people we're connecting with and the clients we're signing on. Somehow it just changes as we have more confidence. And I think maybe it becomes easier to say no to some of those that aren't such a great fit because we do trust that the right clients will come along.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I definitely do think that that confidence piece is, it takes practice, but it also takes time. Like you said, just experience and just learning. It's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if someone is listening right now and they're feeling discouraged or frustrated in their business, what advice would you give them today?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, you don't have to figure everything out today, like right now, all at once. You know, that feeling of being overwhelmed, like you have to take it all on. Like you don't, you know, take a deep breath and, you know, take a step back and start by, you know, getting clear on what really matters to you and what's going to help move your business moving forward. And then just focus on that, start there. And I would say, like, one of the biggest things is if you're feeling stuck, ask for help. I know it's really hard for some of us to do than others, but if you have a mentor or, you know, mastermind group, or, you know, even hiring somebody to take all that off your plate, like, you don't have to do it alone. Sometimes it takes us, you know, to have a little bit of an outside perspective and some support from somebody else just to kind of get us unstuck and kind of get us moving forward again. So yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is you don't have to do this alone. Like, reach out for help and it'll happen over time. Like, don't overwhelm yourself. Yeah.
I love that. I think that's so helpful. And I think a lot of us are really good at helping other people, but for some reason it's either hard for us to ask for help, or in some cases, we don't even think to ask for help. We just think, oh, I have to figure this out. As you said that, I was like, oh, yes. Like, there have been so many times where just kind of talking things through with someone else, I'll either start to get clarity over, oh, this is what I need to do, or this is what I'm not seeing. Or sometimes they'll be able to point out for me, like, hey, have you thought of it this way? Or have you tried this? And it might seem so obvious, but sometimes we just can't see it on our own. So it helps so much to have other people who can help us out. So thank
exactly. You. Yeah, of course. Of course. I think there's a circle of us around everywhere online. Like, we got to help each other out, you know?
Yes. Okay. And so I know there are going to be some people who are listening and thinking this was a good start. I want to connect more with Robin. So where can our listeners connect with you beyond this interview?
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'd love to connect. You can find me on LinkedIn, Robin Emont. So I'm currently in the process of sort of revamping my profile just to better reflect kind of my evolving role. But I'd still love to connect and start a conversation. So if you're interested, or you're a business owner, you need help with project execution or team management or whatever it may be, I'd love to chat. You can also reach out to me directly at robin.emond@outlook.com, and I would love to see how I can support you in bringing your vision to life. So
wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Robin. We will have those links right by this recording, so they're easy to find. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. It was really wonderful talking with you.
Well, thank you so much, Becky. I really appreciate, you know, the opportunity to connect and share, and you know, anything I can put out there to help other people is amazing. So, and thank you always. You're such a wonderful mentor to me, and I know many others. So thank you so much. I'm incredibly grateful for everything you do. So thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you could join us. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast.
I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.